My name is Gant Redman, and I'm the General Counsel of Co3 Systems. Today's HelpNet Security podcast will be on privacy trends affecting security. Recently, the White House released its Consumer Privacy Bill of Rights. I was going to speak about the significance for network managers. It's not really the content of this Bill of Rights. The Consumer Privacy Bill of Rights doesn't look a lot different than the privacy principles set forth in the decades-old Fair Information Practice Principles, the FIPS, championed by the FTC. The real significance is the White House is taking a stronger stand on these principles. To me, I think this is a foreshadowing of legislation to come. And that legislation is likely to include the FIPS and Privacy Bill of Rights principles of transparency and access. Okay, transparency and access. I mean, what do these two things mean, and what are they going to mean to you? Well, what they mean is that the person whose information you have should be able to know what information you have about them and have the right to correct any outdated or incorrect information. Okay. And if the U.S. adopts the European concept of the right to be forgotten, which goes well beyond transparency and access, the person will have the right to have information about them deleted. Okay. All these different concepts, they seem very high level. What do they have to do with you? How does this affect network managers? Well, implementing the systems required for transparency and access creates a host of technical challenges. For example, consumer access to their information means that network managers have to develop policies and procedures and implement them to allow this access and modification of this information about these folks. To me, that seems to mean a huge authentication issue. Is it really your customer or your partner or your employee that's wanting to see their information? Or is it someone posing as one of these persons? So to me, it's a lot like a boat. There are holes below the waterline for the prop and rudder, but every additional hole, like water intake to cool the engine, means one more way the water gets in. Now I'm thinking about this in terms of your network. Consumer access will create, to me, a huge hole below the waterline. And the way that you implement the access needed to work for the customer, well, it can't be a treasure hunt. I know that at the moment, the way that the folks are allowing you to see what information is gathered about you, I know that recently I wanted to go on and figure out exactly what sort of history I had in Google. Now, I'm an attorney. I've worked in high tech for a long time. I went online to try to figure out the steps of exactly how to see what my history is. And I got to a point that said, would you like to enable web history? And I thought, no, I don't. I'm trying to do exactly the opposite of that. I'm trying to disable web history. So I felt like I was on a treasure hunt. And that's the sort of thing the FTC is not going to be happy about. Okay, so why don't we get down to it? What should you be doing? I think the very first thing is start thinking about what information that you have that could be considered personal information. Bear with me for a second. I'm going to dig down in that lawyer thing a little bit. And talk about what is personal information. Because a lot of folks consider it, oh yeah, personal information. That's first name and last name, and then you combine it with a social security number or a bank number or something like that. Well, you know what? You're in Arizona, you got that. You're right. That is exactly what it is. Not all these laws, and we don't know how this one is going to come out, make it that clear cut. Let's take a look at a law that's already in place, and that's in California. It's called the California Online Privacy Protection Act. And if you want to know what's coming down the line, a lot of times you look at California for this sort of privacy legislation. Now, what they say is that personally identifiable information includes individually identifiable information about an individual consumer collected online by the operator from that individual and maintained by the operator in an accessible form. Okay, I don't know about you. Sounds like a circular reference. It sounds like they define personal information as personal information that you collect. All right, so they do go on, and they try to narrow it a little bit. I personally don't think it's a tremendously more clear, but it's such information includes, and I bolded any of the following. One, a first and last name. Two, a home or other physical address, including street name, a name of a city or town. Three, an email address. Four, a telephone number. Five, social security number. Six, any other identifier that permits the physical or online contacting of a specific individual. Seven, information concerning a user that the website or online service collects online from the user and maintains in a personally identifiable form in combination with an identifier described in this subdivision. Okay, that word any I think is going to be an important one. The bottom line to me is that the definitions, whatever they are, could be really broad, like it is in the California Privacy Act. Or it could end up being a combination of personally identifiable information, such as last name and some other piece of info like the social security number. We're just going to have to see. I think, though, that you have to look at this from a perspective of it could be either. So keep it in mind when you're going through your information. Second, once you get an idea of what personally identifiable information you have, figure out where it is. Figure out who has access. The ability to access is what you need to be prepared for. How would you authenticate persons allowing them to see their information? What processes would you use to allow them to update that information? Good time to be thinking about it now as opposed to later down the line when somebody says, oh my gosh, we got to do this now. And whenever somebody says, we got to do this now, I often find it becomes more expensive. Finally, what would you do if the wrong person got access to customer information? Do you have an incident response plan? What tools do you have to alert a customer of an unauthorized disclosure of their information? Almost every state has a data breach disclosure law and process to follow. And these processes often differ state to state. So have a plan to respond in a legal manner and a process to follow if you get a leak, I guess, below that waterline. Thank you for your time. I hope this has been helpful.